Lug Radio may contain language that you'll find offensive if you thought Janet Jackson's nipple was evil.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Lug Radio episode 4. We're back once again for your regular fortnightly experience of Linux.
And
people swearing a lot, Janet Jackson's nipples, or possibly not, depending on your point of view.
Front bottoms.
Absolutely. So the first thing we ought to do is actually
introduce us.
I was just about to. Nah, fuck it. This is the Axe Show.
Axe second back wax.
So, two. In order.
The sack.
In descending order of size, we have Mr. Sparks.
Oh, yeah. That's a total lie. Axe is bigger than me.
In what way?
Well, I'm.
Okay. In every way.
Okay, I'm 6 foot. The 18 and a half stone, but he's farther there in the middle than me, surely.
You're so not improving your case here, man. Right.
We'll compare girths later.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
John O'Bacon?
Yes.
That was your cue to go, yes, this is me.
Yeah, I'm John O'Bacon.
Right.
Agreed.
Matt Revel?
Hello.
And I'm Ack. And I'm Ack.
Can we take this opportunity to thank some people?
Yeah, we can. We can.
We've had loads of people join the forums. Shall I do the honours of reading them out? And
yep.
You can all take the piss out of their names.
We have starting, loads of people.
Starting from Sarabian. Is our new
Sarabian.
New member.
Sarabian, I know him. He's cool.
Do you?
Yes, absolutely. No, I knew him beforehand.
Liar.
That'd be so true. I can tell you where he lives and everything. I'm not good. But I can do.
Okay.
Well, see where he lives. Some place with a garden.
He lives nowhere.
That's where he lives.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
He lives nowhere.
Yeah, he lives nowhere.
Anyway, enough of the jokes that you have to get to be ripped by reading. You know.
Right,
yeah. Mycroft Mark 4.
Wow, you read that well.
I did. Well, I prepared earlier.
That's because...
I thought his name was Mukiv.
Then we've got Elder Days. Hugh.
How? Hello, Hugh.
Hello, Hugh. How? Very exciting, is it?
I'm in the Uber.
random moment the other day when I searched Google for... Lugradio, yeah. And came across some guy's weblog, and it was that guy.
Really?
And I didn't realise at all. I was quite pleased.
Nice one, you.
You.
Yep, nice one, you.
Cheers, you.
Apart from the fact every time I read it,
I
read it in an over-the-engine style voice.
Then we've got Null Packet.
Yep. That's
he didn't arrive, though, did he?
Then we've got Big Ron, who we know.
Is that Ron?
That's Ron.
Yeah. Big Ron is Ron. Excellent. Yeah. Is he big?
I don't want to comment.
It's a girth question again, I suspect.
Then we've got D Fear. Adulterated Jedi from East Yorkshire. And we've got Brush. Then we've got Vaseline.
Vaseline.
Brush is a pretty sad dude. He emailed me the other day. Spoke to him the other day.
Nice one, cool. Brush. Vaseline, who's always on there.
Stoke-on-Trent.
Then we've got Drinky. We know him.
Yep.
We know Aid.
Yep.
Tinfoil Hat. We've got G.
G, I know. I was at university with him.
Hard Candy, who's been making us posters.
And posts all the time.
Well done to you, Matt.
We like hard candy.
Does Hard Candy ever sleep, thinking about that? Because he's in, you know, in America, by the looks of things.
And he says candy as well.
Yeah. No.
And
no,
he says Augusta, USA next to his name.
Yeah.
Other than that, no clue that he was
Augusta,
in
USA.
And maybe it's a country called Gausa.
Well, what does the GA stand for? Is it Georgia?
Georgia.
Not Gaha.
No.
Not like DeGito.
So does Hard Candy sleep? Yes or no? Just quick answer.
No. Not sure if he sleeps. He just seems to be awake. To use an Americanism that, according to this week's papers, we shouldn't be using. He seems to be on there 24/7.
At least he's not using... at least he's not called Flaccid Candy. That would be rather concerned.
So, swiftly on.
Moom.
Then we've got Fuzzix MVM.
Hello.
Jeffrey... AF2000.
Is that about like, a bit like Brand Van 3000?
That's definitely a Yahoo or Hotmail name, isn't it? No way he came up with that one on the top of his thing.
Unless his surname is 2000.
What?
Jeffrey Arnold Felcher 2000.
most amazing things about it is that, you know, when he went to start, there were 1999 other guys called Jeffrey AF, which you wouldn't think was there at all.
Or the year 2000 seemed quite cool when he signed up.
Then we've got Zed Merlin Zed, who's always on there, and he's also from Weird as all.
Oh, Wales.
Yeah,
Burada! Bronion!
We should ask.
Bio?
He's from Aberystwyth. He might know Dave and Kat.
He might do. Do you know Dave and Kat?
Used to be in Aberystwyth, now down around us.
I was on telly in Aberystwyth once.
Really?
Yeah, on ITV's telethon.
I was nearly all over the road in Aberystwyth.
Hang on, were you in Aberystwyth or was the telly in Aberystwyth? I was on a telly like the other side of the world. It's amazing.
It's like the other side of the world the other day. Really surprised me.
And the last guy was...
Hang on a second, I'm just checking we're still recording, which we are.
Which we are, you bet.
Because it would be a real shame to lose this quality.
Then we've got Arnscroft, who's from Gloucester.
And is into amateur radio.
Let's go on to the next page.
We've got Jesus, loads of people.
MDOS, T-Lion, Mr. Lithic,
that's
Tom.
Not his real name, he's Lion.
Hey! Oh, whacka, whacka, whacka,
whacka, whacka, whacka, whacka. Tom, we got Trig, who's...
Trig, thank you very much for hosting the forums.
Yeah, thanks, Trig.
Oh, yeah, Trig hosts the forums, good man.
And he looks like Eminem.
Happy birthday, Trig, as well.
He looks like he's just eaten Eminem. Yeah, happy birthday. Oh, and happy birthday, Neuro.
Neuro, yeah, too. And singing next week, is it Mo soon? Mo's 13.
Is it?
Soon, yeah, yeah.
Is it?
Happy birthday, Mo, for next week.
Well, we're all getting old.
Who?
Right, then we got...
Mo. Hi, Mo.
Scope Guy, always on. X2Z. Headed Ball.
Head the Ball.
Who's always on as well.
Head the Ball.
Head the Ball. Nickapol, Daniel T, Timmy B, the mighty AIDS Monkey.
The fantastic AIDS Monkey.
Welcome home. Welcome home, AIDS Monkey.
AIDS Monkey returns.
All is forgiven. And then we've got Martin, who's given us more server space.
Man, he's given us a lot of server space.
And he's given us beefy server space.
Has he, our big lad Martin?
Let's just
nice
say,
one.
Martin from intechhosting.co.uk.
Fine products.
Yeah, actually seriously, quite well priced.
Yeah.
Are they? All right, cool. Well done, Martin. Thank you very much.
Are they officially approved by us? If that means anything. Yeah.
Could you be officially approved by Luke Radio? Hey, they can have the little logo. Did you see the logo?
Yeah.
Little button logo. They could put that on the front of their servers or something. That was Sarabian did that.
Was that Sarabian?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yep.
Wow. Fan art.
Absolutely.
Well, I've just literally turned Smashdot and said, this is real off-the-cuff humour.
Can I read out the first one?
Go on.
Go for it.
Walmart. I saw a documentary about Walmart's coming into Europe, and in German Walmart stores, all the staff before they start the shift have to go Walmart, which I thought was just fantastic.
Well, actually,
yeah,
cool.
There's a big W store right television by Birmingham City's football ground. Do you reckon they all go Walmart?
No, big W is Woolworths, mate.
That's Walmart.
That's Woolworths.
Which is owned by
Woolworths.
Walmart is owned by Woolworths.
No, Woolworths is owned by Woolworths.
And Asda is
owned by Walmart now?
It's not, mate, I promise you. My cousin works for Woolworths. Being very, very boring here, but yeah.
Well relevant to Linux, this conversation.
Anyway.
Walmart sells PCs.
Valmart.
Preloaded with Sun's Linux.
This is the Sun Java desktop.
Have you actually used it? Has anyone used it?
I saw a guy pimp it at the expo.
I saw that as well. It looked quite impressive.
It looked like GNOME with Sun written all over it.
Well,
not that I've got any complaints about GNOME. I like GNOME.
The version I used was just Morphix with some Sun stuff added to it. It looked alright. The only thing I didn't like was it was very, very purple, which made me feel kind of a bit claustrophobic. I know that sounds really weird, but you know, like, I don't know, I just like things to be light and airy.
Yeah. Will it clash with the purple on the front of my Sun machine? I haven't really thought of this well, have they? If that clashes with the purple on the front of my Spark, there's no way I'm going to have it.
It's not going to be the same shade of purple, I don't think.
The thing is, though...
Because the Debian red goes with it so well.
No one's thought of this before.
Is there anything relatively unique about the Sun Java desktop?
I mean, it's got a little sun instead of...
comes with Java and Flash pre-installed.
Yeah, but it's basically it's just a rebadged Morphix GNOME, as far as I can tell.
Right. With some Zimian desktop in, isn't it?
Well, that's the GNOME stuff.
Yeah, Zimian desktop?
Yeah.
My modded Zimian desktop?
Yeah, as I understand it, it's Morphix under the covers... And then Zimian stuff on top of that, and then they just sort of rebranded it as Sun.
So what do we think about people like Sun coming in and doing...
Sun spent a shitload of money on GNOME.
Yeah?
Shitload of money.
I think it's good. I'm pleased that these corporates are getting behind Linux. Yeah, it's rebadged, it's made to look like Sun, but it's good that it's Linux.
I was reading this column in a magazine called Linux Format by some tosser called Jono Bacon, saying about...
love it.
You know why?
That's Jono.
Jono Bacon. Jono Bacon. All about that.
All right.
Is it a good idea for us to hold on to Linux as some kind of, you know, it's ours, or should we?
The thing is, it's ours. It's ours as a community. It doesn't matter if the community expands.
Yeah, and if the community includes people like Sun,
it doesn't matter, you know, as long as they're part of the community and they carry on contributing.
That's the key thing.
Yeah, they have remaining part of the community. It'll be brilliant. There's no problem with that at all, as long as the community expands. If they sort of steal it away, I mean, that was what worried me about things like Zandros and Lindo to some extent. They're not part of the community. They just sort of all the stuff that everyone worked really hard on, banged a couple of things on top, which they then didn't release back to the community, and started selling it. And you think you're just taking everyone's hard work and making money out of it without doing any work yourself. Now, Michael Robertson did quite a lot. He funded things like Xbox Linux and stuff, which is cool. The Lindows guy, Michael Robertson. Mm-hmm.
This is the issue, though, isn't it? Is that does anyone know where you can actually download the Zandros bits and pieces that they've...
You can't.
You can't. But you can download the source code for the GPL bits. They'll point you to where you can get them from.
So you know the Zandros sort of the Zandros network and all that kind of stuff.
It's not GPL.
But you couldn't download the source code to Yast until last week, and not many people complained about that.
Because that was
I complained about it all the bastard time. But I didn't. I complained about it for about 2 seconds and then thought, what the hell do I care? I don't use Suzy. But Suzy do a lot of stuff.
they're definitely a lot of KDE and a lot of other little bits and pieces. So
they're doing things like, you know, Open Exchange server and so on.
Yeah, they do a lot of KDE support.
Suzy, I would say, are the most corporate of the distributions, more so than Red Hat.
Really? I mean, talking of Red Hat, let's have a look at... what was it Bruce Perens was saying, that basically the community creates Fedora and then Red Hat makes a load of money out of it. I mean, do you think that's fair?
The thing is, Bruce Perens is saying that everyone should use Debian and then make money out of it.
I think the thing is, though, is that...
I thought that was the whole thing he said a couple of weeks back.
Oh, you mean with user Linux?
Yeah.
The difference is, though, is...
Even Free Software Foundation, whatever, say we should make money out of this.
Yeah.
Don't starve yourself just to be free. You know, be free and sell the fucking stuff.
In all honesty, though, Red Hat, rightly, they wanted to get rid of their consumer level Red Hat version, right?
And just go for the enterprise.
And they wanted to just go for the enterprise. Now, to be fair to Red Hat, they could have just ditched it. They could have just dropped it. They didn't have to set up the Fedora project. They didn't have to set up. They could have relied on people to do that themselves. But Red Hat
has given them a nice developer base.
But you've
got to look at this historically. They've dumped other architectures other than Intel, and they've just dumped them. No support.
Right.
The community's took them and done something else with them. So if they'd have just dumped the user level stuff, they'd have been took away, and it would have been built on.
But I think Red Hat should be commended for at least, you know. I mean, they're still getting Red Hat sort of splashed all over the place, but they should be commended for the fact that they actually have looked after it relatively after its end.
I mean, the reason I think Suzy are more commercial than Red Hat is that my perception of the thing, and I might be totally wrong, and people like Malcolm Yates are probably doing backwards somersaults of annoyance when I say things like this.
I doubt Malcolm Yates is listening to this.
It'd be cool if he was. If he is, Malcolm, post the forums. We thought you were brilliant at the Linux
Expo. We did.
Hopefully you'll be there at the User and Developer Expo as well, where we're all going. And that'd be excellent. But anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Red Hat. The way I understand it is that Red Hat took a GPL distribution and then made money by putting it in a pretty cardboard box and putting manuals with it and shit like that. And that was it. Suzy wrote a load of non-free tools on top of it, didn't release the tools, and then sold that as their distribution. So Red Hat was selling on GPL stuff just basically to people who didn't want to download it, didn't want to have to understand about burning ISOs, things like that. And I've got no problem with that at all. You're saying you can download everything that we do if you want to, or you can buy it if you want to save yourselves the effort. So if you want to download Suzy free, can't do it.
The question is why do you think Suzy did that? I mean, why do you think these companies who everything's based upon free software, why do you think that they need to make non-free additions to their distributions? It's obviously to make it a unique product. Now, I'm not saying that that's right or wrong in any way. I think it depends. Because I think that, you know, Yast being open sourced is a great thing for the community.
I think so.
And that's
Would Suzy have stayed around to make all the contributions that they have to KDE, etc., if they hadn't have had these differentiators to their distribution that enabled them to sell a product.
Yeah, it wasn't all one way, was it? It wasn't a case of Susie only employed employed people to package up Susie and to write commercial software.
And yeah, absolutely.
The one thing I know for a fact is that a large proportion of KD wouldn't be there if it wasn't for Susie. Now, that might be a good or a bad thing, depending on your opinion.
When I say I think Susie are the most commercial of the major distributions, they're still, like, scoring a 9 out of 10 for goodness. Yeah. You know, they're not, like, they're not evil for it. It's taller than Ronnie Corbett competition. They can be very short and still win.
I don't think Yast was their unique selling point anyway. It was the fact that they put, like, fucking everything in a box.
Literally everything.
Yeah, it was
including some stickers.
And little lizard toys.
Dust bunny stickers.
I'll tell you one thing. When we started the lug.
Tux. The little tuxes.
When we started the lug, I got in touch with Susie about if they could give us some swag to give away to lug members. And I remember me and Sparks going down to the university post thing. And we picked up 3 enormous boxes full of Susie Linux. They gave us everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They really were. I mean, and they really were
that happened
behind
for ages.
Everything.
Yeah.
And I really have a lot of respect for Susie.
It's well done, Susie.
Now to mention Roger Whitaker and all the stuff he did
Roger,
for Susie.
Yeah, and
Susie.
Justin when he was there.
Justin,
well.
Yeah.
I think Roger's left now, you know.
No, he's still with them.
I read
he's speaking at the expo, isn't he?
I thought he was. Oh, no, he's probably just moving to Nivelle, like his offices and everything, because, of course, they've been bought by them, haven't they? So.
Yeah.
But Roger's a really switched on guy, so.
I love you guys.
Should we go for the next story?
Yeah. Masturbatory Linux backslapping fest here at Lugradio. What have we got next?
Blue snarfing at CeBIT 2004.
Oh, is that people owning other people's phones with Bluetooth?
No, what you got to do is you got to
not interesting,
to
fuck
like
off,
a
not interesting,
to
not
say,
interesting.
Shag me. And then everyone will be looking around expectantly, and it's just you walking through a crowd of people with all their phones going beep, 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 beep.
It's just. What about this? Arsehole Technica looks at GNOME 2.6. Anyone used it yet?
No, it's not out yet.
It's not out until the 31st.
I thought it was out now.
No.
Have they been using developer code?
Well, you can quite happily download it from CBS.
Have I missed something? What's Arsehole Technica?
Ars Technica.
Can you not shout? You're going to be deafening our listeners.
Tough.
Thank you.
they have to understand it's not called Arsehole Technica, it's called Ars Technica, and they are very good.
Yeah, but it's so tempting to call them Arsehole Technica.
No, it isn't.
But what are they?
It's a review site.
Oh, right, okay, it's one I've not come across.
Yeah, no, they're really good. Yeah. Do you remember we talking about the Spatial Finder in macOS a couple of weeks ago?
No.
Never mind. They're the people who did the review.
Was it this one or another radio show you're on?
Is that the thing with Nautilus where they've ripped half the toolbar thing out?
Yeah.
Side panel thing.
Yeah, they've modelled Nautilus in GNOME 2.6 on the old macOS Finder, which was Spatial, and John Siracusa did a really big series for Ars Technica on the Spatial Finder and why it's loads better than anything else.
Why are they
what's
better, though?
Spatial mean?
Oh, please don't make me describe everything that Spatial is. We're here forever. The idea behind...
I represent the less spotty
you're
listener.
The Lugludite.
Lugludite.
The problem is that all I can do is do a poorly remembered and poorly rendered version of Syracuse's article.
Okay, and there will be linked to our website.
The idea behind it, basically...
Now, if you're going to be crap, let's not bother. I mean, let's just move on to something else.
Oh, I'm sad now.
There'll be links on the website for the listeners and for Matt.
Do you know, we keep saying we're going to do that.
And we
never fucking do.
Yeah.
Never.
We have a couple
we'll
of
put
times.
A link on the... Have we? For yeah. what?
Okay. To download the show.
To download the show.
Jono's rant against the BBC in the first show. That was linked.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Oh, blimey.
Second show, wasn't it? First show.
No, yeah. It wasn't the first.
Do you know there's been so many shows we can't remember?
All three of them.
Peter Oliver is just so wrong.
Peter Oliver being a man who said we wouldn't do this.
Right, okay. One of the ideas that we have on this week's show is to allow the forum community from lugradio.org to ask the Lugradio team some questions. So we started up a post.
Yes, yes, no, and wider than you can imagine.
Now there's a pleasant image to go home with.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's the Spunky Pie answer.
We all love Spunky Pie.
Absolutely not.
Exactly. What are you trying to do to my amp there?
I'm just leaning forward,
You're
man.
Trying to squeeze it. Anyway.
You need to understand that this room is very much filled with technical
crap
equipment.
Crap is what it's filled
with. And
men. it's filled with ancient crap and sparks.
Come on.
Anyway, yeah.
Questions.
Questions.
So you younged me.
I started up a thread on the forums asking for some questions from you guys, and we've had an impressive response from everyone, so I'm going to read through some. Now, we've not looked at these at all. Right? Shall I just pick one out randomly?
Go on then.
Get down.
Well, pick the random first one.
Alright, hang on. I just pointed at the screen.
Right, okay.
Right, okay. If you were on a desert island and could have one thing for 5 years, would it be solar powered desktop running Linux or Britney Spears? That was from Hard Candy.
From Gayusa.
I'd have Britney Spears.
I don't know, she'd get annoying.
I'm really sad. I'd have a laptop.
Yeah, same here. You can entertain yourself with a laptop and, you know...
And Britney Spears.
Your imagination. Britney Spears, it gets so boring over 5 years.
Yeah, but she can sing and I like her music.
No.
Surely not.
Does Britney come with a lifetime supply of Pepsi, by the way?
The what?
What?
Would Britney come with a lifetime supply of Pepsi?
That would sway him. Never mind that Britney Spears is there ready and waiting.
Yeah, it would be her job that night to look out for aeroplanes, and she'd fall asleep. You'd go over and say, "What are you doing?" And she'd go, "Oops, I did it again."
Oh, my God, yeah. Right.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Then you'd hit her and just say, hit me one more time.
We don't hit women on this show.
I'm depressed at how much you know about this.
Okay, we've got some serious questions.
I want a solar-powered desktop just because there aren't any. I'd have the only one in the world. I could sell it for millions.
Can you imagine what the solar panels would be like? You think about you've got 300 watts of power. You need a fucking airstrip worth of solar panels.
No, they'd be USB.
So you could put them on top of the mountain and run a cable down, in Castaway.
Parasite-powered USB that goes back to the solar panel.
I was going to say, fucking brilliant. You have this massive, long fucking solar array. There's no way the airplane's not going to spot you.
And I tell you, yeah, that's the best thing about it. You know, once you got bored of hacking on code, you could just, leap off top of mountain and hang glide your way to freedom with the panels.
It wouldn't be an airplane that spot you. In the middle of the night, you'd hear...
And you think, oh bollocks, I'm downloading music from johnobacon.org.
Fine quality.
An airplane would land on them. That'd be excellent.
You can get solar powered mobile phone chargers from the Friends of the Earth website.
And talking of which,
Permaculture
magazine's got all sorts of things like this in.
Well, we need to move
totally
on.
Totally off topic.
We need to move on.
But I'm convinced I can run a Linux machine off.
Of a potato.
Something.
Yeah.
Stick two copper wires.
DeGhetto has got some questions.
The famous DeGhetto.
DeGhetto. Bring it on.
Should the government intervene on software choice?
No, because it wouldn't then be a choice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Should we ask?
The simple question. It doesn't stop it being a fascist government just because you agree with what they're making people do.
Ask his first one though, because that's quite an interesting question.
Should government agencies and non-profit organisations be forced by law to use OSS, open source software?
Not by law, but
I'm inclined to think that government agencies probably should. I can't see how you can make non-profit organisations do it because they're private concerns.
Yeah.
You know, fascist government. The government's allowed to be fascist at itself, just not at the populace.
The thing is, I mean, I wrote a rant on this on my O'Reilly blog about governments who...
Jono, pimp all my other works, baby.
No, it's relevant. It's relevant. The thing is, right, is...
Is it ever relevant?
It's always relevant. I was watching the budget, and obviously, you know, Gordon Brown was up there trying to sort of tell us how much we were going to spend and all the rest of it.
Have you noticed how he opens his mouth really weirdly halfway through a sentence all the time? He goes, "And I believe that we should be prudent." I'm opening my mouth.
He does, there. Yeah. I think he went about me then.
Not you, Gordon Brown.
No, Gordon Brown, he kind of goes, "Oh." Visual joke. Lost on the...
I've noticed how he opens his mouth and shit comes out. I mean, I don't know whether that
The thing is, right, the government are trying to get money from us and through stealth taxes and things such as that. If they were to dump all of the proprietary software and use free software, they'd save themselves a shitload of cash.
They wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't.
Because they'd have the same fucking arsehole consultancies charging through the nose for stuff that doesn't
work. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they'd still pay EDS 11 million quid.
I wasn't going to mention it's EDS.
To write a 15-line fucking Perl script.
Yeah. An EDS from Telford.
And secondly, as I understand it now, Microsoft software doesn't cost the government anything. What does it cost government anything if you live in Newnham?
The thing is, yeah, Newham. But the thing...
Newham.
Whatever. The thing is, though, is
Where's
that
Newnham,
surely...
Well, it used to be West Ham and East Ham in the East End of London.
Oh, right.
lovely area.
Cool. Where's, sorry, Jono, did you have a point?
Yeah, Jeeves. The point. The thing is, right though, is that surely if they were to set up some kind of group that would mandate software use in the government, then they could employ people to do this for them. Right, it wouldn't. Yeah, they'd be employing people wages, but that would be offset by the cost savings of using free software. And the other thing, linking in, is that I don't see why, for example, I should have to download government documents in Microsoft Word format.
Ugh.
I don't see why.
It's good, Danny, because you can tell who edited them previously.
I agree with you with the caveat that some bits of the government are trying fairly hard to avoid that.
Yeah. I think they should.
If you look, that quite a lot of the government sites will publish PDFs. Some of them do publish Word documents, and that's bad. The Open Office aside, you still shouldn't have to. But some of them are actually trying hard to get around that kind of thing.
I think
they're publishing PDFs or RTS documents.
Sorry, I was just going to say I think they should be putting our tax money into UK-based developers and IT professionals rather than multinational.
They are. They'll work for EDS. But
They're a multinational organisation. They're either putting it into them or to Microsoft or people like that. They should be building up their own teams of developers and making open source software that benefits the rest of the country. Because let's face it, it's our bloody money.
Exactly. Other governments have funded open source projects.
The Germans. Well done.
Well done, the Germans.
I think I mentioned it once, but I got away with it.
and to some extent, although, you know, I'm not a big fan of the American government, but There are bits of the American government which try quite hard to fund this kind of thing.
It's so big.
And a lot of the Yank government is forced to run on open source software, I think.
We can't call them Yanks.
Why not?
Because half our listeners are Yanks.
Because we're offensive to half the population.
What do we call them? Merkins? Americans.
Americans.
And the United States of America.
That's like we're from Europe.
You can't call them Americans because that includes the whole continent.
USAians.
Well, we live in the United States of Great Britain anyway, don't we?
Yeah, don't just anything with a U in its title.
51st
UK,
state.
US, UN, spud you like.
that's spadulica.
Spadulica.
You sound sort of like me, it's great.
Spadulica.
Again, totally blatantly ripped off of Mark Thomas to make up for the fact that Axe said he couldn't hear anything because it was echoing around his own arse.
Right.
Can we leave Axe arse out of this? Can we
what
was DeGito's question?
Oh, right. His third one.
There's actually loads of questions on there, serious ones as well.
Yeah. Yeah, well let's look at DeGito's first. No, I'm only joking,
third
DeGito.
One. Are politicians actually human or simpler life forms disguised in suits?
I'm actually reading a book by Jeremy Paxman, who, if you don't live in Britain, is a journalist kind of bloke over here.
Famously divisive and aggravated and fucking brilliant journalist.
He's got a brilliant mind.
He's cool. I do his University Challenge thing.
Coolest man alive.
Total aside really to what Matt's trying to say, but on University Challenge, he's fucking amazing.
Ask Michael Howard the same question 14 times in a row. And every time Howard tried to avoid the question by answering a different question, Paxman just asked it again. Did it 14 times
in the same tone and everything.
Out.
Fantastic.
The man's the king.
But anyway, I'm reading his book, The Political Animal, at the moment, and he charts why people and what sort of people become politicians. And yeah, basically, DeGito, from reading what he said and my general experience of politicians, I'd say that other than Rob Maris, who is my local MP, who's like a decent
Watson.
Bloke, and a very few others, that most of them are just self-serving tossers.
I like Tony Benn.
He's a decent bloke, he seems to be. I mean, I don't agree with everything he says.
He's a bit reactionary.
I've seen him speak.
Imagine how he's a lot reactionary.
And you're not.
No,
I've seen Tony Benn speak, and he incites a revolution, but it ends at the door, unfortunately.
With a nice cup of tea.
All these liberals walking in there saying, oh, I'm going to see Tony Benn, don't know whether I'll enjoy it or whatever. 10 minutes later, they're singing Red Flag.
Storming out the door singing the International Arley.
Yeah, starting a revolution. They get to the door, that's it. They buy the book.
Right, well...
Michael Moore.
The next...
Same sort of guy.
Let's leave Michael Moore out of it for now.
Right, okay.
Nero gave us a load of quick questions, right? And I think we should answer these in one... word answers. I don't think we should ramble incessantly about each one of them. I'll read them out, okay?
I'm not convinced we can do that, but go for it.
Can we answer these with compound words? Like, can fuck off still be a word?
Yeah.
Fuck off's hyphenated.
I'm going to say, can I hyphenate these things?
Look, we're in the Midlands, everything's a word. Like, aw. Yum, yum.
I like the fact that...
These are words!
If you're a pirate, talk like a pirate now.
His first question is...
Okay. Do any of you say grok in real life?
Yes.
No.
I don't know what it means.
That's no then.
That'd be no
then. I don't say grok.
And that was way more than
one word. I do grep
for it. One word answers. Can we get some photos of the Spunky Pie, preferably with one, some, all of you eating it, or them?
Yes. I'm not yet.
I'm happy to be pornographicalised with Spunky Pie.
I'm not eating any. I don't mind standing near a Spunky Pie.
I'll take photos of Spunky
Pies. It's a Spunky Pie. I'm saying Spunky Pie now, and I eat it.
We ordered Spunky Pie last week. The waiter was pissing himself. And five Spunkies, please. He was like...
All right, okay. Can you remember your first encounter with Linux?
Yes.
1998. My brother installed it for me.
96, I think.
94 attempting to download it. 95 getting a fucking working Slack credit.
Might have been 95, because I was using Minix, because my machine wasn't good enough to run Linux. I was that poor.
He says, computers in general.
Yeah.
Computers in general.
All my life.
1983, a ZX81 that my dad got given for painting the next door neighbour's house.
That was cool.
Yeah, I got a ZX81. I think a ZX81 was my first machine in 81, I think. I think I would have been about 5.
One of the first 48K Spectrums off the production line, 1982, and it had already got issue 2 on the PCB.
Excellent.
The point set had problems with the first batch.
Commodore 16 when it first came out.
Oh.
All right, what's the last command you typed into a shell window before recording this episode?
Checkmail.
Exit.
Yeah, I think that's probably the right
one. Well, you close down shells. I'd start up another virtual desktop, open another 4 exterms.
Yeah, well, you see, that's just a spiralling route of demise. You just end up with about 1 million virtual desktops. There's a man in this room who knows oh too well about this, Mr. Sparks.
Yeah, the 1 million virtual desktop man. Yeah. Virtual desktop for everything, each having 100 exterms on. Yeah. Perfect way to work.
Absolutely. In fact, I've got a virtual desktop manager, pager thing, that switches in between different sets of virtual desktops.
Excellent.
I don't use it very often, but I found it somewhere on the web, and I thought, so you just switch to a whole different set with another 16 virtual desktops in it.
I'm normally working on about 10 things at once, so you need them separated out.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay, how many nibbles in a petabyte?
Nibbles in a peta. Peta is 1,000 exas, and exas are 1,000 teras, and teras are 1,000 gigas. I hope someone's counting these.
I thought it was peta.
No, exas are bigger than teras.
Unfortunately, there's 1024, not 1,000.
I know. I'm going to do the extra multiplication later. So, fucking, I've
you
lost count,
bastard.
You bastard. Oh,
can we just move on?
You know, peta means farting. Mr. Methane said it on his video. He's a petophile.
A petaman.
There used to be a guy called La Petamane. It was a French guy.
Yeah.
A music hall guy in like 1890, and he could fart tunes and things. And like
all
the nobility of Paris used to go and watch this guy fart tunes through a trumpet.
Well,
honestly, I thought it was made up, and it was
for
the King of England
as well as blow it out again.
Victorian,
which is how he did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the suck air in, don't they?
There is a car boot sale on. Which computer that you own would you ditch for haggled over cash?
None of them.
Angel.
Fuck off, Angel.
No, you can fuck off with Angel. That's our server.
I ditch Oz, which is my NT box, because I don't use it for anything anymore, apart from running the scanner.
I ditch the PC that's in the room over there that's not plugged in, and that's got half a motherboard in there.
am I allowed to ditch half machines? I've got about 5 of them.
Yeah, there's something on top of the wardrobe that hasn't worked machines. In about 10 years.
All right, Kleenex.
No, I've got all the same bits in each of the 5. I can't make new machines out of them. I tried that.
All right, Kleenex tissues or generic store brand?
Kleenex. With the extra lotion and stuff.
Yeah, lotion.
Yeah, Kleenex. You know,
you don't apply your own lotion.
The other one's Chafe. best bit of Friday afternoons, Beta or NTK?
NTK, because NTK. Beta's so far up its own arse.
Yeah, I'd say NTK.
Beta sucks the cock. NTK is brilliant.
No, Beta has like moments.
Very rare. I mean, how many times can you see a kitten playing a guitar and still find it funny?
Have you seen that on the telly now?
That's got to be a quote.
Who was that?
Joel Veitch is the guy who's done the MasterCard Switch adverts. The Maestro Switch adverts.
Spot the Monkey guy. Bloke I know is working with him. The guy I know, he's a producer for some damn television thing. And he's working on some program with him or something.
How interesting.
It's more of a Joe Bollock touch with
something
it's a bit of a fucking Greg Bollock story,
Greg
to be honest
Bollock.
With you.
Our good friend, Greg Bollock.
But, you know, until Lug Radio, that was my closest brush with fame. Oh, other than seeing Bernard Cribbins in a bog in London.
What, was he cottaging?
No, I was, but he wasn't.
Right, swiftly on.
I'm not going to say my George Michael joke. DVD minus RRW or DVD plus RRW? That is a spotty question, isn't it? I mean,
I've got a plus, but it's BIOS upgradable later to the multi-layer version, apparently, which plus, is why I got that one.
I only barely know the distinction between them. I don't have a DVD player anyway. Whatever.
Blu-ray.
Where were you when JFK was shot? I was in my dad's scrotum at the time.
Yeah. I wasn't we all were remotely alive. I was a glint in the milkman's eye.
Neither were you, Neuro. What are you asking questions like that for? Or does he mean something else?
I can remember when John Lennon got shot. And I can remember the Challenger shuttle disaster.
I can remember when Russell Hartley died.
Yeah, pink slippers at the end of the bedtime, was it?
Right, okay. I remember when Rod Hull fell off the roof.
It was a great result for Man U, wasn't it?
You bastard.
But not for witches who live next door to windmills, unfortunately.
I used to be really scared when of Mike Grot Bags.
I love
and Robert
Bags.
Redford. One of the robots, Robert Redford. Anyway, Lamp, PHP or Pearl?
PHP.
What about PHP. Python?
What's wrong with him? He's figuring something out.
He's still counting.
I keep losing fucking count.
What, of the petabyte?
No,
let's just carry on.
Let's not forget LAMP has got many, many P's that it can possibly be.
It's about 8 times 10 to the 18. But
that means nothing to me.
Nemo doesn't even know when he's got a fucking calculator with him.
8 times
picks.
10 to the 18 sounds like a rapper's name or something. Doesn't it?
Did any of you see last night's 24?
No.
Oh, incidentally, LAMP, PHP or Perl is Python anyway.
Too late.
Fuck a bunch of PHP and Perl. Right. Especially since PHP doesn't work under Apache 2 anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, we can't make it multi-threaded because everything's in the same namespace, you bunch of wankers.
Anyway, right, okay.
That's not the reason, but it's just another reason why PHP
friends are coupling. Coupling every time.
Coupling every time.
Coupling is genius.
Sorry. I love coupling. The Welsh guy. Jeff. Apparently he's not in the new series.
Really?
No.
Jeff is genius.
Yeah.
You can't get right.
And you Americans don't understand that.
I like
Friends.
Optical, mice, or mechanical?
Optical.
Pointers on thingy laptops.
Well, the little nipples, they're bollocks.
I've got a laptop that's got a nipple and a pad. So I can switch between the two. And I've also got a Wacom pen as well. So
The graphics tablet?
Yeah.
Wacom.
I use
Wacom. Wacom. Wacom.
Wacom, yeah. It was a hit in the 70s for Sly Stone, wasn't it?
Okay, if you had to pick one open source or free OS to use for the rest of your life, which would it be? Be version specific if you like.
It would be Debian and Sid, and I'd just upgrade it once a week, same as I do now. In fact, I have every intention of using it for the rest of my life. So.
All right, Dolby Digital EX or DTS ES?
The second one.
I have
one. What was it again?
My house is too small for that many speakers. It's not really relevant.
Please, sir, I don't even understand the question.
I don't understand. Whatever Dolby Digito or Lil.
Dolby. Ah, he's Dolby Digito. Digito available in Dolby Stereo.
I'm having spaghetti for lunch. Anyone want some?
No,
it's been a week old, man. Thanks for the offer, Nuro. It's been a week old. And I saw Big Kev's photos of your night out. You know, it's Big Kev. Remember Big Kev?
Really?
Yeah. The one who used to send email messages containing some of the
inner circle.
Fuck a bunch of inner circle. I'll give you the inner circle.
So if Big Kev's listening, hello, Big Kev.
Right, next question.
How did Lug Radio come about? What made you decide that you had the right stuff to put on a webcast?
Matt came into the Lug and made us do it.
No, he didn't.
So did he.
Not until we went to get the Spunky Pies later.
No, I think Matt ought to describe this. It was completely his idea from conception to
was
birth.
It?
Well, basically,
I seem to remember us all discussing it.
I did a media degree at university, became hacked off with that whole world and failed to do anything in my life to do
you
with
wanna,
that.
You want to list your media jobs?
Yeah. I used to work at the God
Menial
Channel.
Menial job.
The God Channel. I just wanted to admit that to the world.
I was a cameraman and researcher
at the God Channel and
what
Sound Engineer Occasion.
What research did we do? Tony Talk 2,000 years old, for God's sake?
Say Jesus, boy.
Kids TV.
Is that The Passion of the Christ? I read the screenplay the other day.
You read the screenplay?
Yeah, the what Bible.
What did you say? Oh.
it's got a fucking terrible
you
ending. Nobody's, it's got a terrible ending in that film, as nobody's ever going to believe you. When they sit at home eating their Easter eggs, there's no way they're going to believe that any of that happened.
All right, let's stay well
it's
clear.
It's like a John O'Bacon song. I read all the words. Jono. Even before he'd written it
cut,
in the dictionary.
Cut. Alienate people.
Right, okay.
to be honest with you, I think we've already lost the religious right anyway with the swearing.
Yeah,
so it came about because basically I thought it would be a silly thing to say and other people seemed to think it was a good idea. And so we did it after 18 months.
The problem is with this
I
look.
I like the idea.
Yeah. We all like the idea.
You didn't like the idea.
I did.
No,
that's just making it up.
It was in my library. We decided on it.
Your library.
That's a library.
Room with books.
At the time, I was 30 miles away.
What the hell is a library in your world? It's a room with books in. More.
Hang on, that's every room in my house.
To be fair,
yeah.
It's got the decimal classification system on its bookshelf. So
yeah, but that's a little bit anal because his toilet paper's classified. You know, several varieties for different strokes.
Should we move on?
Different strokes.
Unfortunately, we could have done Lug Radio 18 months ago. We spent far too much time just saying "gnu erd" in French accents.
Yeah, why
not doing anything else?
Mike, Scope Guy's got quite a good point. Why do we think we've got what it takes to make people listen to us?
Because we're hilarious.
It doesn't fucking matter.
This is the thing that
if anyone else enjoys it, that's a bonus. That's brilliant, fantastic.
Well, people have been in touch with me and sort of said, you know, why are you doing this? And like, we've had some criticism from some people, you know, such as why I'm sat here wearing yellow socks at the moment. but the thing is that this is not intended to be serious. This is intended for us to meet up every 2 weeks, have a bit of a laugh, and if people like it, then like it.
Yeah.
If people don't, they can kiss my sweet red ass, as far as I'm concerned.
Notice we're not beeping out the swearing this week.
Yeah.
Something Simon Willison said was that it reminded him of just conversations at home in the pub.
Yeah.
And it made him homesick. And that's exactly what it's like. I reckon you could go to, well, I was going to say any lug there, but any, you know, conversation in a pub and mic it and have people listen to it. And if they're talking about roughly the same sorts of things, it'd be funny and it'd be good to listen to.
Well, they might be talking about football or whatever, but it's just mates having a chat. And if you feel part of that and you enjoy it, then great.
Yeah.
I think this is the reason why we've been very fortunate to have a lot of people join up on the forums and get involved and be a part of the show, is because they want to listen to something fairly social. They don't want to. I mean, I have ultimate respect for a lot of other very.
I'm so desperately trying to avoid slagging off our competitors.
The Linux show, all right? The Linux show. I've got every respect for the Linux show. You know.
And we do, seriously, even though people are laughing. I mean, we do.
No,
yeah,
we do.
I mean, they're doing a
very
job.
Good role. Yeah.
It's just if not
people,
our job.
If people are doing what they want to do, they're enjoying it, and other people are listening, and they're enjoying it. No problem.
Yeah. So
I don't think it's fair to compare us to the Linux show because we're two different groups of people doing two different things. The Linux show are doing a very journalistic, proper radio show.
Well
we're
researched.
And to be correct, to their credit, it is a good show.
Yeah.
We are four blokes sat in a small room around two mic stands that are plugged into a computer, and we're just Avogo heroes at this kind of
we
thing.
We could do the Linux show.
don't give yourself airs and graces.
Yeah, we could do the Linux show, but in between recording it, just sound like this anyway, so we might as well record these bits and share those because we have more fun with these bits.
I haven't got time to put research like that in. I'd rather just talk crap. Research it.
Radio. Okay, we're running short of time this week, so a few features are being cut and put back to next week. But we're going to have a new feature today from DJ on the forums.
Nice one, DJ.
Well done, Deej.
Nice, Deej. Well is done, Null Packet, for conceiving him.
Is it DJ or is it DJ in a West Country Farmers accent? I'm not going to attempt.
Or is it like
DJ?
Or is it like DJ?
No, it's not. West Country Farms.
Well, get off my land, DJ.
Get off my,
DJ.
Get off my
I've
land.
Got a brand new idea for your radio show. Okay, sorry, DJ.
I'll give you
Safe West, the Linux user group, and all that. Nice bloke, nice all-round bloke. And he had a brilliant idea for Room 101.
He might be a psycho. What do you think?
Seems a nice bloke.
He might like putting kittens into like little glass blenders or something.
No, no, no. His blog features no kittens whatsoever, which is always a plus point. No cats on the homepage, always a good point in my book.
Cat should be shot anyway.
Hi, I like cats.
I like cats as well. A brilliant bit of chili
arrogant
sauce.
Animals require a door. They require a door to be built in your front door.
Yeah?
Fucking
hell. This is a Lenny Henry.
You require a door to
have all the flaps. It's not going to be.
I remember the sketch.
Okay,
you require a door built with you, tosser. Yeah. Or what are you, just faced with a fucking wall like Doctor Who or something?
No, no, but I'm not a cat. I'm more important than a cat. Anyway.
Not to me. That, which is why you don't like cats. Let's get back to the point.
And cats
the point
don't like you either.
The
oh, right,
point
sorry.
Was Room 101, which is a place where all your fears are realised and you can banish things there. If
there's
you
lots
want
of cats
to.
There as well.
Yeah, Jono has got cats in there. We're going to dump software in room 404.
I really thought we'd got past that segment without a party joke, but it was not to be.
Yeah, why did you have to raise that, Jono?
Yeah.
Yeah, joke.
Don't blame this on me.
He's going to blame Mrs. Slocum.
It's your fault, Jono.
Room 404, we can each banish a piece of software. It's obviously based on room 101.
Yep.
I still think 301 is a better code, but it's...
But yes, because you're a fucking spot, and no one who doesn't read HTTP headers is going to get it. And it should be 310 gone, anyway. Not that I just said that. Anyway.
it should be 500.
Should I be sucked into his sadness?
It should be 500, because that's what you get when you hit one of these things that you want to banish. You just go, 500.
His brain stops working. I really wish we were like,
well,
which
browser do you use? Mine doesn't do anything like that. Mine just brings up internal server error. That's really cool.
No.
Is it a Mozilla extension or something?
No, it's if you ever browse an ISS site, you tend to see lots of 500 errors. Or /. At the moment. I think I'm reporting to Microsoft.
Can I gently squeeze you all back to the point?
Yeah, with a sledgehammer, back to the point. Room 404. Ak, what are you banishing first?
I get to banish a piece of software.
Yeah.
Any piece of software I like.
And what is it, pray tell?
The piece of software I'd like to banish is KDE.
Can we talk about that next week when we've got more time? Because that is quite a thing to say.
No, it's banished next week. Next week it's burning in the infinite hell that Ak will return.
Yeah, no, that's
to,
cool. I'm quite prepared to just win now. Yeah, no, we'll leave my KDE banishment to next week.
Okay.
Matt?
Jono? I think Jono should go so I can have some more time to think.
No, because he'll just say no, won't he? Because don't forget it's jono@kde.org, for God's sakes.
No.
No, yes.
Now that's DJ. Surely you...
Jono's going to banish Blender.
I don't know, actually. I don't know. I should have thought of something. I think the initial thing that springs to mind for me is Emacs. I hate Emacs.
Thought it might be Emacs.
But you don't use it, this is the point.
I've tried using it. I bought a book on Emacs. I read the entire book and tried to use it.
But you chose not to use it. You never have to look at it again. I know Ak's got important reasons for KDE, which we're going to go into next week. Emacs... Surely you can't hate it that much. It keeps bearded people happy, for God's sakes.
We're all bearded.
Why should I have to be concerned with the welfare of bearded people? Apart from me. I'm a bearded person.
I can sort of see Sparks' point in that, you know, I would like KDE to not exist, and I think that will improve other things for various reasons, but Emacs not existing would just mean that Emacs didn't exist.
Emacs
and people
not
who like Emacs would have to use Vim.
I changed my mind.
If I made all Emacs stuff disappear tomorrow, you wouldn't even notice.
I changed my mind. I'm going to change my mind. Because I've been thinking about this.
You
can
pick Vim.
I've been thinking about this for the last 10 seconds.
You're
going to
pick mine, you bastard. I know you are.
I'd like Microsoft Exchange to not exist. Because that's the main reason why people aren't migrating over to Linux. I don't wish any free software to be banished because everybody's got their own shot at doing what they think's right. So I'd like to thank the Academy.
that's actually quite clever. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Ah, thank you. So Microsoft Exchange,
boo.
On the same vein, but obviously not linked
can
exactly
we not bring
to Exchange.
Veins
okay, IE.
What a great choice.
Yeah. That bastard fucking application. IE users who also use other browsers email you to tell you your web page doesn't look right. They don't give a fuck about the content still being there.
Yeah.
Just because a button does not exist.
Because it's slightly to
a
the right.
A pointless bit of fucking eye candy doesn't appear on your page. It's now not working. They've discovered a bug in IE. No, the bug is fucking IE. It doesn't fucking do CSS. Yep. My last home page had before and after selectors, right? IE doesn't fucking do them. Didn't lose anything but a nice little fucking bar of nothingness on the top of a box, which incidentally also doesn't fucking work, right? But there are ways around that. But fucking IE, bastard, why bother? I've said a word now that I said I was never going to say on the air.
We'll beep that one.
Thank you. Can we have that word beep? But thank you very much.
Yeah, I hate the word bastard.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, go on, Matt.
I hate the word.
That's what I end up.
See, probably everyone's going to wonder what you've just said, and you've just gone, ho!
Why do we have sound effects when we've got John out?
Yeah, no, okay, I'll go. So, we're banishing IE and Microsoft Exchange.
Yeah.
You've got to go out and look next, we've got the trio. Yeah.
And then we've not got this heathen who's actually banishing free software.
That's right.
Yeah, you
heathen.
You I got.
You Matt, what are you going to banish?
Mine's quite firmly not free software. It's a system called Vignette Story Service.
Yes! Yes!
It is the
vinaigrette.
Yeah.
You think they kill Vignette because it costs £100 million?
Well, I've got a theory about Vignette Story Server. I think it exists merely to keep a bunch of developers in their overpaid positions. They say to their management, yes, I think we should upgrade to the new Vignette Story Server. Everyone else in the company says, Vignette Story Server's rubbish. But no, the people who are being paid to give the advice, who are also the coders and the developers on the Vignette Story Server, are giving the advice to, you know, keep it, because that's their job. And the reason I don't like it is because it makes content management an absolute bloody pain in the neck. hang on a minute, there's things happening here that I don't know. What are you doing?
You're sucking great big cocks. Was
right. I was demonstrating why I don't like Vignette Story Server, but carry on.
It was
so.
It was,
so I was going to fill in my whole Vignette sucks big dick bit at the end.
It was right. It was a scene not reminiscent of something in Animal Farm.
Anyway, I've got
again related to Room 101.
I've got good reasons.
Oh no, yeah, missed the point again. Sorry. Carry on, Matt.
I've got good reasons for not liking it. And it is that it makes content management into something akin to alchemy instead of a simplification of putting web content on the web.
Please don't tell people that content management isn't alchemy.
Well, put Sparks out of a job. Put me out of a job. I write content management systems.
Well, it's all out of work on it.
Well, I also don't like it because it costs a lot of money and it doesn't work very well.
It doesn't. It doesn't cost a lot of money. It costs an absolute fucking insane, stupid amount of money.
How much does it cost?
It costs about... Well, let's put it this way. When I worked at an online bank that I've mentioned before, that I worked there but I haven't said the name...
What bank was it? Can you whisper it to me?
I keep saying I'm going to give a hint to this, but there's no non-obvious hints for this online bank.
What is it? Mime it to me. Oh, right. Slay them.
What smiles?
I heard that description.
No.
Oh, look, it's a dog.
A curate.
It's a dog smile.
It's a bit of a dizzy bank.
Work at Smile, all right?
No.
It's a bit of a... I thought it was a dog intelligent finance.
Anyway, listen.
We're establishing my process of elimination here,
back to
the reason I don't
want
to name them is that I said on my website once that I used to work for them, they sent me a cease and desist letter. So they're
what, saying you used to work for them?
You signed
something to say they could never distribute your CV.
or did you, compare them all to fucking ring pieces or
no,
whatever?
No, I literally said, it was something that a friend and I, who both had worked there, said, we have experience working with people such as blah, 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 this company, blah, 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 blah. And they said, you must cease and desist. You have never worked for us. And I wrote back and said, yes, I have actually checked your personnel records. But anyway.
Now, without wishing to reveal the name of this bank, how in the fuck did they work that out? I mean, if you bang their name into Google, you come up with 100 billion results.
I think it was basically, I don't know.
You got to search for the name of the fucking thing.
Anyway.
It's Word. Not that I'm a vignette. Sorry, anyway, there was a Vignette Story Server.
It's a short
thing.
Domain name, which was...
Anyway, the reason...
We're rapidly dropping him in the shit. dropping him in the dog.
At this company I used to work at, the Vignette Story Server installation was £750,000. And did it work? Did it my bum?
Yeah. That's for content management system. That's for, say, Blossom.
Yeah, well, basically, the reason
or movable type.
Here's the reason I don't like
or
it.
Or PHP
or
news.
Slash.
Yeah.
Here's the reason I didn't like it. We had, in two separate cities, a room full of Sun machines bigger than any wardrobe I've seen, yeah? There are three or four in each city, in either city, yeah? Running this system, all right? And yet, as a content manager myself, to add a new LI tag, basically, to add a new bullet in a list, it took 30 seconds after clicking the button for the little window to come up.
Really?
You imagine if you're doing a bullet list of features, product features, how inefficient that was.
That sort of promotes inaccessible
terribly.
Websites.
Yeah.
If it's easier to do something that's obviously not right, than it is to do the right
thing. We've got a great idea. We're going to make a website and lock it in a steel box.
Yeah. I mean, look at the URL.
Two
for
steel
it.
Boxes
you know,
in each city.
Was it?
Comma
chameleon.
You know download.com?
Yeah.
Remember they had all the URLs like 001102777, yeah. comma 3, you know, like old CompuServe addresses.
Basically,
used to be. That's yeah. Finn, yeah.
Look out for an enormous URL that's got two commas in it somewhere.
Ah, oh, I think I've seen
it. Just, yeah. Like on Sky News.
It's just. Or bollocks!
Yeah.
I mean, what annoys me about it, the one thing that really, 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 really annoys me about it is people buy it, people in big corporations buy it because it costs a lot of money and therefore it must be...
Yeah.
They buy it because they have some of the best sales guys in the business.
If I could stop one business practice, it would be people thinking this must be good because it costs more money. If you say to them, look, you do this with movable type, it costs you $20, they'll just go, don't be stupid.
Well,
you couldn't do what we were doing with movable type, but you could have a team of
you could with movable type and 10 programmers in the
exactly. You could have weeks. You could have 10 Python or PHP coders sitting there with a copy of bloody MySQL. I don't care what anyone says, we'd have had a better system.
Yeah.
I totally 100% wholeheartedly agree with that. And if they want a quote, okay.
I'll charge you. I'll do it for £750,000.
This is the thing.
What vignette? Will
if you do. If you look at the GNU site, right? Stallman himself, from the beginning, from the whole start of it all, said charge as much as you like. Right. So get some free software. Develop some free software. Go to these people and say you can pay for this much, and you will get support.
Yeah.
And if they want to pay obscene amounts of money for free software, they can.
They're going to do it,
you just,
yeah.
That's why you call it open source. It's free software to the developers, it's open source to the businessman who's going to part with lots of money.
But now you see, that's the thing, because they'll go, I can download it for free, it must be rubbish.
You don't tell them that. Salesmen don't ever tell you
the
available options.
Aren't
you breaking the GPL if you don't tell them that it's free, though?
You don't have to tell them.
No.
You've got to make it available for download, but you don't have to write all over it. You can download this for free.
Oh,
it's got to be there, and they have to be able to find out if they're prepared to look.
The thing is,
where
though,
it is. But
you look don't
at
necessarily
look
charge
at
them for
like...
the software. You charge them for everything around it, don't you?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Your expertise.
You charge
yeah.
them for support and things.
Your time.
This is the you know whole kind of give away a razor, sell razor blades argument.
Give away Nintendo, sell Nintendo games.
Yeah. Which is what
give away an Xbox, bankrupt MS.
No. But you don't.
Run
Linux on it. You don't even have to give away an Xbox. You just buy an Xbox because MS
loses
money
on
it.
And then never buy a game.
And then never buy any games. Run Xbox Linux on it. You get a really, really powerful machine for about £149. And then if you never buy a game, MS lose money on it.
Thing is, though, is it doesn't really work that much now, does it? The specs of the Xbox now, you can actually buy a PC for about a similar kind of price.
Yeah, but it's not costing Microsoft money.
Microsoft
are making $50 for every PC buy, allegedly. I don't know what the exact figure is for the different people, but they are making money on every PC you buy.
Yeah.
But they are costing them
you
money.
Don't buy off one of the few people who
very
basically don't sell Windows.
Who don't touch Windows. Cause
we're
not
going
to
bring Microsoft
Windows.
Down by buying Xboxes. Though, so
we would if
no.
we had enough Xboxes.
Let's move on.
I don't think there are enough
If
Xboxes.
We had enough money and we had enough Xboxes and they didn't exist, we'd bring them down.
If we had enough Xboxes and enough monkeys, we would have a content management system that works. Yeah. This is where we're going wrong. We're
anyway,
not using
back,
enough monkeys
back,
in development. Zimian accepted.
Man, can we just come back to my room 404 very briefly?
Yeah.
I just want to sum up. The reason I don't like it is that it makes content management into a bizarre black art where it's not people. Listen to me, yeah? Producing good content is difficult. I accept that because that's what I get paid for, okay? So it's got to be difficult because otherwise you don't need me. Managing
content management is also difficult, otherwise you don't need us to.
Content management is
documentation is really difficult, otherwise you don't need another one.
Content management,
you need to read magazines, let's not forget that.
Anyway,
okay, yeah, it shouldn't be that difficult.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, it's not £750,000 difficult. It shouldn't be difficult to get a freaking website online.
Steady, Matt.
Yeah.
Careful, careful.
It's ridiculous.
Seriously, I've nearly just stood up and screamed at the top of my voice whilst using that system. Yeah.
What, as in like Hollywood fashion, where you look upwards and throw your arms?
Yeah, and it starts raining. and the camera cranes out.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need some kind of panning at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come into a movie theatre near you.
Matt. The Revel.
Vignette 2. This bum, time bum, it's personal. Bum, 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 bum.
Vignette! Anyway,
he thought he could manage content.
I think we're going to have to wrap this shebang up for another 2 weeks. I think we've exceeded our limit that we placed on ourselves. By far.
It's an arbitrary limit and time is elastic. And so is rubber.
Like my pants, we've got to split. And we'd like to thank everyone for making this
and like his hair,
possible.
We're parting and departing at the same time.
Matt, who do you have to email?
Oh! If you would like to get in touch with the show, email show@lugradio.org. Or if you'd like to get involved with our online forums, which are full of really cool people.
Really
who,
cool, so who, fantastic. Yeah,
really, really cool people.
Yeah.
And people other than us too.
Yeah. Forums.lugradio.org. And basically, thanks to Trig for hosting that. Could we thank all of our mirrors who are being really cool by giving us space? Who's on the forums at the moment?
I've just looked and Trig is on there now.
Hello, Trig.
Can't hear us.
Till tomorrow a bit.
Hello, yeah. Trig.
And earlier
hello.
Who was on there before? Was it Septis on the podcast?
Yeah, someone was on here earlier on.
We promise you that we will try and at some point get some kind of gnome meeting system where you can get involved. But another thing is...
/ get involved.
Yeah. Another thing is that if you've got anyone that you think would be good or you'd like to see your own Desert Island Discs, then do email us at the address. Email us, and if you can record your own thing, then we'll play it and take the piss out of it, really.
Go on, Spot.
Yeah, if anyone's got anything they want to say, if anyone's got any software they want to pimp, any free stuff that they're developing themselves, or their friends and everything they're developing, feel free to send us a link to an audio recording. Don't spam my mailbox. Have 10, 15, 30 seconds, and we might give you some airtime just to say we're brilliant.
And if you've got anything that isn't free software, then just send us stuff that costs money.
Yeah.
We might consider talking about it then.
Just before we finish as well, can I just make a little point about the transcriptions? It'd be great if, when we started off, someone was doing some... I think it was...
Cheers, Mozrat.
Was it Mozrat?
Yeah, it was Mozrat.
We started off doing some transcriptions of the first episode. I've heard from a few people who are deaf who'd like to read what's going on with the show. And it'd be great if we could get the transcriptions going. So if you're interested in just, writing a few words down here and there, it doesn't have to be a lot of content, just a few paragraphs here and there, maybe a minute of what we say, then everything helps. So get in touch with us on the forums.
We'll come up with a little gift of an animal for the expletives.
Squawks.
And what some people have said, they don't know who we are. So I'm Matthew.
Yeah, I'm Jono. Jono Bacon.
Anything that sounds like it come from Lenny Henry is me. That's Sparks.
And I'm Ag. I'm the loud one.